Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for November 2022, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. I'm sure it will surprise no one to read that following on from what was an incredible day on Thursday the 6th of October, the Provincial team was out and about on Friday the 7th with a visit to Swindon to attend the installation meeting of Corley Lodge. They certainly hit the ground running. It was a pleasure to offer the Province's congratulations to Brother Paul Titheridge, who conducted himself with great credit and who was installed in fine style by Brother Peter Morgan. I'm very grateful to Simon Leafield and Phil Still for their support on the night, and also for the attendance of the Provincial Grand Director of Ceremonies, his two deputies and two assistants. I'm not sure whether they came to see if I was up to the task or to see how to implement the small changes we have made to our incoming and outgoing processions. Whatever the reason, I was very glad to see them. It was also a first outing for Ian Lever and Ian Coleman, who, as you can imagine, were word perfect in their respective addresses to the wardens and to the brethren of the lodge. The new way of entering the lodge was performed with no issues, and it was nice to hear the positive comments on the role of the provincial stewards in the evening's proceedings. I must confess I was slightly envious, as when I was a provincial steward in the era when Right Worshipful Brother Brian Edwick was provincial Grand Master, being a steward was considered very much a backseat role. I believe our provincial stewards not only add a splash of colour, but also make a real and vital contribution to the theatre of the ceremonial. It is my intention to visit a number of lodges during the coming Masonic year, not only when I have the honour of presiding at the installation of a new master, but also in support of Simon and Phil, when they will be the provincial officer on duty. I know that many of you will not yet have had the opportunity to read the latest edition of Across the Plain, but please let me recommend it to your attention. It's an easy read with interesting and insightful pieces from a number of contributors. The provincial church service was held in St Mary's Church, Carn, and I was pleased to welcome so many members of the province and their partners. I believe it would be true to also say that we welcomed our youngest attendee, Molly Newman. I'm very grateful that she brought her dad, Brother Mark Newman, who I had the pleasure of investing as a provincial grand steward at Provincial Grand Lodge. It was also a privilege to visit Radnor Lodge on the occasion of their centenary and share in the evening's celebrations. It's a great credit to the lodge that they managed to achieve so much in the course of an evening. Having read what the City Lodge undertook at a recent meeting, I'm guessing there's something in the Salisbury water. Whatever it is, keep up the good work. It isn't every day that Dad gets the opportunity to get the boys together and tell them a story before sending them back to their seats, each holding a very special gift. However, that's exactly what Brother Steve Kerwin, Secretary of Lodge of Remembrance, was able to do when he presented both Nick and Paul Kerwin with their Grand Lodge certificates. A truly memorable occasion, one which all three will remember forever. They say it's the waiting, and the expression of the faces of the provincial officers at Provincial Grand Lodge said it all. Waiting to hear the voice of the Grand Director of Ceremonies calling them to process into Provincial Grand Lodge, knowing the eyes of over 300 Wiltshire brethren will be watching their every move. Little wonder there's an air of anticipation and a sense of excitement, but no time to think as they hear, "Forward, brethren!" Brother Tony Oak received the Provincial Grand Master Certificate of Long Service on completing 50 years in Freemasonry from Phil Still, Assistant Provincial Grand Master, wearing his festival gloves, at a regular meeting of Lodge Elasterderum. Many congratulations to Tony, who was initiated into Lodge Elasterderum in 1972 and was installed as Master of the Lodge in 1985, where he served as Lodge Secretary for many years. He was promoted to Past Provincial Senior Warden in 2018. And from the Provincial Grand Director of Ceremonies. When the editor agreed for me to have a small corner to highlight and explain some of the issues which fall under the remit of a Director of Ceremonies, I was a little fearful, and then I thought, why not? After all, every day is a school day, and there's always something new to learn, no matter how much we think we know. Following the annual meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge, there were a number of new initiatives with which the team had to get to grips. The fact they did so was demonstrated by the performance at Corley Lodge on the Friday evening following Provincial Grand Lodge. A new way of entering the lodge with the Lodge Director of Ceremonies leading the left-hand column went off without a hitch, and the increased role of the provincial stewards, resplendent in their red aprons and collars, added greatly to the sense of theatre. Equally, the slightly truncated form of salutation given by the Provincial Director of Ceremonies, and a single person offering greetings on behalf of the visitors, did not diminish the importance of either gesture. A huge thank you to the Brethren of Cawley Lodge, and in particular their Director of Ceremonies, who made our visit very pleasurable. I have been asked a question regarding whether Wiltshire Freemasons should salute visitors who hold active rank from other provinces and different constitutions. It's a question which is probably raised more frequently in London, where foreign visitors are more likely to be in attendance, but it's certainly a good question. The first thing to say is that every visitor to a Wiltshire Lodge should receive a warm welcome. After all, the second of our stated principles is friendship, and it is only right and proper that we should always extend the hand of friendship and fellowship to a visitor. From a purely formal perspective, a brother from another province has no entitlement to be saluted in recognition of his provincial rank. He does if he holds grand rank. And while it would be a generous and doubtless well-received gesture on the part of the lodge to recognise him as an active provincial officer, the protocol would be for the most senior active Wiltshire officer present, or if there is no active officer, the most senior Wiltshire past provincial officer, to reply to the salutation. An officer of a foreign constitution is not entitled to any salutes, however senior he may be in rank. As a matter of courtesy, however, he is often accorded the salutes which his rank would entitle him under this constitution, but only after all salutes to English brethren have been given. You've got to hand it to them and admire their enthusiasm. While the Provincial Grand Master has not yet formally launched the Wiltshire 2028 Festival, there is certainly a great deal of interest in festival gloves. First seen at Provincial Grand Lodge, the team thought it would be interesting to gauge opinion on the gloves, the festival logo, and the newly approved festival jewel. Judging by the happy faces in the photo, in the online version of the newsletter, brethren from our two Chippen lodges were pleased with their new gloves. You can be happy too. Buy a pair of festival gloves from our online festival shop by clicking on the link in the online version of the newsletter. Brother Roy Sansom joined an illustrious group of Wiltshire Freemasons that have been members of the craft for 50 years. Initiated into Royal Sussex Lodge of Emulation in 1972, Roy was soon joined by his brother Roger, 48 years service, and latterly by Roger's son Alex. The Assistant Provincial Grand Master was on hand to present Roy with the Provincial Grand Master's Certificate of Appreciation. As a postscript, it was good to see that Brother Sansom had £20 ready to buy the Assistant Provincial Grand Master a drink at the bar. To get the Wiltshire 2028 Festival off to a great start, the team has commissioned a flavour-filled gin, Seal of Solomon, and it's the same great price as it was in 2021, only £40. Middle Chamber Dry Gin is available to purchase online at the Wiltshire 2028 shop. But to avoid disappointment, why not reserve your bottle of Middle Chamber Gin by emailing Mark Newman at mn@s33kers.co.uk, or better still, buy direct by clicking on the picture in the online version of the newsletter. You can also ask your lodge bar steward to pour you a gin and tonic and specify Middle Chamber Seal of Solomon Dry Gin. It's a great tasting gin, even without a mixer. Holes in your gloves, or are they just looking tired and worn out? Now is the right time to buy a pair, or two, and even three, of Wiltshire 2028 Festival gloves. Super value, great fitting cotton gloves, with the festival logo boldly displayed. Value for money at only £10 per pair, plus post and packing. To order your gloves, shop online by clicking on the link in the online version of the newsletter. Remember, buying festival gin or festival gloves means you will be supporting the Wiltshire 2028 Festival, which in turn supports the Masonic Charitable Foundation. As if welcoming a new initiate into the lodge wasn't enough, well done Brother Sean White, the Master Wardens and Brethren of the City Lodge, who also said hello to Brother Peter McCarthy as a joining member and balloted to award honorary membership to Brother Roy Compton. Worshipful Brother Barry Jordan Davis took advantage of the absence of the Assistant Provincial Grand Master and presented a Provincial Grand Master's Certificate of Appreciation to Brother John Gray on achieving a wonderful 60 years' service to Freemasonry. The Lodge also received a proposal for candidate for initiation. It was a pleasure to be a guest and to hear so much good news. Thank you for listening.